Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Us Unfiltered, where we dive deep into the heart of mental health through raw personal stories and tips and tricks. I'm your host, Adrienne Salina, and today we are busting a myth that has caused many of us unnecessary stress and heartache, and that is the belief that happiness should come from our romantic relationships. Now, before y'all grab your pitchforks and your torches and you come for my throat, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have joy and happiness in our relationships. We absolutely should have healthy relationships that at times produce happiness and contentment, and we enjoy each other's company. However, what I am saying is that we have got to stop seeking happiness through our relationships, and I'm going to give you four reasons why we should stop doing that. So many of us struggle in relationships because we're not feeling enough happiness with our partners. We have been taught that happiness is the major goal of our romantic relationships. And I think a lot of that is just because of media and how culture has groomed us to feel this way. I mean, we see it in movies, we see it on TV, we see it on social media, and we're even told these romanticized stories from a young age that there's an idealized love out there that has a continuous state of joy. And that idea sets up all of us for frustrations, unmet expectations, and ultimately disappointment. It's important to note that relationships are so much more than just feeling happy with another person. They're about working through the good times and the bad times and growing together. It's about learning how to compromise and communicate and trust one another. So if you believe that you deserve to always be happy in your relationship, you're probably setting yourself up for unrealistic expectations for not just yourself, but also your partner. Ultimately, that's going to lead to disappointment and pressure and even resentment when the inevitable happens, and that's difficulties and challenges in any relationship. In my upcoming episodes, I do plan to do one that is an interview style episode so listeners like you can get to know me better, who I am, how I got to this point in my own mental health journey, and a little bit of my background. But today, I'm going to share a snippet of my past to show why today's topic is just so important. The reason why I wanted to talk about this topic is not because I'm trying to come at people and be like the love doctor and give you guys all of this information on how to be a better person. That really could not be further from the truth. Honestly, I have struggled in relationships since I have been an adult, and a lot of it is because of this topic right here. I have really gone through some personal reflection on this particular topic, and I feel like I can really speak to it and help not just give you tips and tricks, but also give you some scientifically based evidence on why this is not a good thing, because I've done the research on it and because I've done the growth in this area. So I'm going to be sharing a little bit about myself today. I am not going to be including anyone's real names just for their personal privacy, but I'm going to give you some of my history. So as I've mentioned in an earlier episode, I got married very young. I was 20 years old when I was married, and about 3.5 years into my marriage, my ex-husband and I separated. That separation was heading towards divorce from the moment we got separated, but during this time, I started dating someone new in my separation, and this was a massive mistake on my part because I hadn't given myself enough time to cope with the trauma and the loss of my marriage. We'll call this new partner Jason. While Jason and I had a lot in common, and we really did have a ton of fun together, ultimately the relationship failed because I was trying to seek happiness in it before healing from my previous marriage. I was suffering from severe depression and anxiety due to, well, the strain of a divorce, and anyone who's ever been divorced can attest to the fact that divorce is one of the most stressful life events. But also, I was just facing a sense of failure and going through a lot of self-doubt and self-disappointment, and there was a ton of trauma within my marriage that I had just not coped with or even healed from. So as I continued to date this new person, I tried to find happiness through that relationship to fill all of those mental health voids. And when my heart wasn't fulfilled, it led to severe alcoholism and ultimately drug abuse. And Jason and I actually got engaged during our relationship. We were together for a little over 4 years. So about the last year and a half of our relationship, we were engaged. But leading up to the wedding, I became so anxious and tense because I knew deep down that I wasn't emotionally ready for that kind of commitment again. And the fear of having to go through another divorce just absolutely crippled me. So ultimately, I self-destructed. I called off the wedding. And while it was the right decision at the time, it hurt a lot of people. So all of my unhealed wounds ultimately unfurled on everyone else involved. His family, my family, even our friends, all because I hadn't dealt with my issues. And they were kind of just collateral damage in that. And the chaos that unfolded afterwards, oh gosh, it was just like lemony snickets, a series of unfortunate events. It led to another relationship after Jason, and then that relationship was toxic and codependent. And again, I was trying to feel happy through this other person and putting all of this responsibility on them to make me happy within myself. And I share this story to emphasize that whether you are generally a really happy person or someone dealing with significant mental health issues or just grappling with unprocessed trauma, it is so unwise to try to seek personal happiness solely from another person. And now I'm going to give you the four main reasons of why trying to chase this myth is ultimately going to lead to more disappointment and sadness. Number one, happiness is an inside job. I know we hear this kind of slogan a lot, but I want to break down what that really means. A lot of times we tend to place the burden of our happiness on our partner's shoulders, expecting them to be our constant source of joy. And that could look like trying to fulfill all of our love languages all of the time, or trying to do nice things for us, or trying to have them nurture our needs. But true happiness really comes from within, and that's by building our own self-esteem and self-worth and self-growth. When we make our partners the source of happiness, we not only set up unrealistic expectations, but we're also not giving ourselves enough credit to make ourselves happy. It's almost like we don't have faith in ourselves or enough value or self-worth to find that happiness within. And that's why it is so important to really be introspective and learn how to fall in love with yourself first and foremost. We do that by nurturing our interests and our passions and our self-care routines and anything that really brings us true fulfillment. And when we have fulfillment from these areas, it actually makes us more content internally and thus becoming better partners for our significant other. So not only is it good for you, but it's good for your partner. Number two, codependency is a trap. Holy crap, I have fallen into this snare so many times. Relying too much on our partner for happiness creates a toxic, cyclical, codependent relationship where both parties start to lose their sense of self. Healthy relationships really thrive on mutual respect and independence and trust. And by cultivating our own happiness, like I just previously said, we maintain our individuality, our uniqueness, which is what enriches the relationship as a whole. When people enter relationships thinking that they deserve to feel happy all the time, they're trying to equate contentment with happiness. And they're not the same thing. And let me describe what I mean by that. Happiness is generally circumstantial. So that could be influenced by, you know, all different types of external factors. For example, like how your partner is treating you that day, or how things are going at work, or how the dynamic in your family is functioning, or even the freaking weather. I mean, honestly, I love it when it's sunshiny and with a slight breeze outside. I hate when it rains because I don't like feeling trapped inside my home. So a lot of times when it's rainy, crappy weather, I kind of get into a little bit of a sad mood. I'm not going to lie. All of those things that I just listed are examples of how happiness is often correlated to a circumstantial factor. Now, contentment, it's a more profound, overarching sense of peace within yourself and could also be translated into your relationship. And that means being content regardless of the circumstances. We can blame media for how this fictitious idea of love has been bred into us. Movies, TV shows, social media, and even the romantic stories that we all grew up with, they paint this unrealistic idea of relationships as a fairy tale, where there's a prince running through a field and he grabs you and lifts you up in the air and there's background music and everyone's happy and they live happily ever after. I mean, that is literally the nuance that we hear. But healthy relationships involve moments of frustration and challenges and even boredom. Expecting to live happily ever after, it's going to set you up for failure. For example, if you're expecting constant happiness, you might feel something is wrong when your relationship hits a rough patch. However, relationships naturally go through cycles of ups and downs. And I'm not saying the toxic cycle of highs and lows of an abusive relationship, nothing like that. Those are totally different things. And I would hope that everyone knows that that's not what I'm trying to equate this to. But I'm saying that there are going to be seasons of a relationship where it feels like there's just a ton more affection or more joy or, you know, more exciting things going on in your relationship. For example, like planning a wedding or having a baby or moving to a new city together. A lot of those things can be very exciting and can create a sense of immense progress for a relationship, and that can feel very happy. However, there are also going to be times of lows where you could feel bored, or there could be struggles that you're facing or challenges that you're facing as a couple. It doesn't make it toxic, but it actually shows that your relationship is going through natural cycles. And it doesn't mean that the relationship is failing. Instead, these could really be opportunities for you and your partner to both grow individually and as a couple. Some of those challenges could be, you know, financial hurdles or communication issues or feeling like you're in a rut. Those are all normal things. They should be expected to happen at some point. Number three as to why you should stop seeking happiness in your relationship is because pressure leads to burnout. Expecting your partner to make you happy 24/7 is going to add so much unnecessary and immense pressure to the relationship, causing it to be stressful and emotionally exhausting. And let's be honest, no one wants that. No one wants their relationship to be the source of their stress and exhaustion. We have to remember that our partners are human too, and they have their own that they're going through. They have their own ups and downs, and that could be stuff with their job, things with their family, things with their mental health, things with their physical health. They are their own complex, complicated human being, and us trying to seek out happiness through them is just going to add more stress to them as an individual. Understanding and supporting one another without the pressure of trying to fix everything can really lead to so much more balance and fulfillment in our relationships. So if you believe that your relationship should only be bringing you happiness, you're probably going to end up resenting your partner for the times that they're not meeting your emotional needs or make you feel good. And they're not responsible for your happiness. Just as you have your own emotional complexities, so do they. And they will have to have their struggles to work through. Instead of placing that weight on our partner, it's actually more appropriate to approach your relationship as a partnership where both people support each other through growth. And some days are going to just be more joyful than others. There are going to be days where you have to have hard conversations, compromises, or just kind of waiting out a rough patch. Those types of complexities, even though they are hard and sometimes make you want to give up, they actually do make the relationship richer and more meaningful and capable of lasting throughout the years. And that leads me to number four. When we seek happiness in our relationships, it stifles personal growth. And let me explain what I mean by that. When we stop seeking happiness from within, we halt our personal growth. We miss out on discovering new passions, opportunities to achieve personal goals, and trying to become the best version of ourselves. When we embrace personal growth, it truly starts to become a path to true inner happiness because resiliency starts to come into play. Self-accountability is there. There's a opportunity for self-reflection. And that doesn't have to just be like looking inward and saying like, oh man, I'm so messed up. I have all these things to work on. Self-reflection can also be identifying areas of yourself that you're not pursuing. Like for me, I have a ton of passions as an individual, but for a long time I was pursuing none of them because I wasn't prioritizing my own personal growth and my own inner happiness. I was just trying to get a quick fun high through a relationship or doing drugs or drinking alcohol. And obviously that's not going to be sustainable because it's not true inner peace and inner happiness. But when I started really doing the work of figuring out who I am, what I love, what gives me fulfillment, the type of person that I want to be, it cultivated a path or a journey, if you will, of the type of life that I want to have. And when I started following that journey and that path, the happiness just started to come in because I could see that I was molding myself into who I really wanted to be. And I could only find that person by doing the work within. And doing that work helped brought me resiliency. And when life starts throwing challenges our way, whether it's, you know, financial strain or health issues or just, you know, the stresses of day-to-day life, the ability to work through these times with resiliency is so much more important than chasing constant happiness. And I say that to say that resiliency is something you have to have in a relationship, and it has to start at the individual level. One person cannot carry the other person's emotions forever. It is just unhealthy, it's unrealistic, and like I said, it leads to burnout. But when you and your partner are both working on personal growth and you're on your individual paths and you're supporting each other together, you can stand firm through those types of challenges, like life's ups and downs, because you are building a foundation of trust and security and resiliency. So there you have it, folks. Those are the four reasons to stop seeking happiness solely in your relationship. I know this wasn't really like a super fun episode, but I hope that it does help someone. And you know, I gave that personal story earlier in this episode, and I'm hoping that that is going to be able to connect with any listener out there, because I had a series of relationships that all failed, and most of it was because I was the common denominator. I kept trying to seek out inner happiness through other people, and ultimately, it could never work. I could never get fully happy, and the relationship started to self-destruct. But when I really started to work on myself and find happiness within, my entire life changed. And now I have relationships, both romantically and just personally, familially, friends, that have so much more joy and richness in them because I know who I am. By focusing on our own growth and well-being, we can build stronger, more fulfilling relationships that are going to bring you true contentment. And that's really what we want to be looking for. Thanks for tuning in today to Us Unfiltered. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and please share it with someone who might need to hear this. I would also really appreciate it if you follow me on social. You can find me on Instagram at usunfiltered.podcast. You can also find me on TikTok at us.unfiltered.pod. I would also really appreciate any reviews that you have. So whatever streaming service you're listening to, please leave me a review. I would so appreciate it. Lastly, before I sign off, remember, mental health matters, and so do you.